Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. It's been too long since we had a chance to speak with Stephen Moore, noted economist, confidant to the Trump administration, to the president, Heritage Foundation, Wall Street Journal, and a guy who thinks outside the box. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano Show. Hey, Stephen, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Good to be with you.
Well, I don't know if you've spoken recently to the president or Navarro or these others, but it seems last night at about 11:50, and it's making a good bit of news, Stephen, that President Trump did pivot when he said, he tweeted out, "We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. At the end of this 15-day period," then he underlines, "which began a week ago, March 16th, we will make a decision on which way we want to go." That indicates to me we're going to get back to American business at that point.
Yeah, hopefully. Look, this is a terrible situation that we're in, and thank God we have this president who's dealing with this crisis, because it's amazing that every time that we've had a major crisis in this country, we've really been blessed with great presidents, from George Washington to Abraham Lincoln to Ronald Reagan, and now we've got Trump dealing with this. And thank goodness. Can you imagine we're dealing with this crisis with Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden in the White House?
Hillary Clinton would worry me on some lands. Biden worries me at every level possible, starting
me
with
too.
Just basic competency to know what he's doing one day to the next. Yeah.
So the situation is this, that, obviously we have a public health crisis with the virus. Everyone knows about that. And we just pray and have to take every measure possible to contain this virus in a strategic way that reduces the suffering and the loss of human life. But you also have to take into consideration that we have a $20 trillion economy. We have 320 million people that depend on this economy functioning, and it cannot be shut down. And you can't shut down this engine of production, or else none of us are going to have anything. Others, we're going to run out of everything, including food soon. And so we need to get the economy reopened. What I've been suggesting, and I think Trump, is now sort of saying the same thing, if you believe that, if that tweet is where his thinking is, that we have to set a date, sometime in the next week or two or three, a date certain at which we're going to start to reopen our factories, our economy, because, there will be risks to that for sure. But, if we don't do this, the losses will be in the trillions of dollars. The loss, you'll have millions of business bankruptcies. You will have, people, especially at the bottom of the income scale, in, real deprivation. And, we will have, the damage will be so severe that it'll be very difficult to recover from. So we need to get the economy reopened. That's, I think, where Trump is. And, that means that every business and every worker would be able to make the decision themselves, rather than having the government tell them when they want to go back to work, when they want to reopen their operations. And look, this is America. That people should be able to make decisions for themselves, rather than having, these governors like Newsom in California and Cuomo in New York, shutting down every business, because it's just going to be devastating.
I agree. And I think that's where we're headed. My prediction would be then, okay, when we hit that date, which is a week from this Tuesday, I don't think you'll say on that day we're reopening business, but I think he'll say something like 2 weeks. He'll set a 2-week something like that, that we're going to reopen. That way there's certitude to the markets. There's certitude to be thinking about small business getting up and running. Maybe, hopefully, Nancy Pelosi will have relented by then, will be moving forward. I don't know your opinion on the bill. We'll get to that in a moment. But I don't think he says that day we're reopening. Do you?
You know, it's hard to know what exactly he meant by that tweet. You know, it was just basically saying we're going to he basically said something very wise in that tweet, which is, you know, we have to start wondering whether the cure is worse than the disease. And, you know, that's so true. I mean, it's hard to put dollars and cents on things, but folks, I mean, we're not going to have any jobs left. We're not going to have any production left. We're going to run out of things. You know, we're going to destroy businesses that people have spent their whole life building. And I think even from a public health standpoint, the ramifications of that in terms of increase in drug abuse and suicides and depression and all of these things from, you know, from the lack of any economic activity will be high. So, you know, I think you're probably right. But I would also say, I think the president would be very wise as soon as possible within the next 48 hours to tell us when that date is, because, you know, the financial markets are getting killed again today. And I think and that affects everybody. You know, everybody has a 401k plan. Everybody has savings plans. So, you know, let's just tell the people when this is going to happen. And I don't think it should be more than 2 weeks from now.
Okay. The bill itself, I would think you have some objection to it, but I when government mandates that people are going to be unemployed and all, we have to do something. I don't like the bailouts of these individual industries even a little bit. What's Stephen Moore's thought on this?
Well, the most important thing, you know, it's not a very good bill. You know, it's not a bill that anybody would be proud of. Excuse me. But, you know, the most important thing is you've got to start allowing loans to businesses so that they don't fail. Remember, I was talking about millions of businesses failing. We have 27 million small businesses in this country and some, you know, several hundred thousand, you know, large businesses as well. You know, nobody benefits when those companies crash and they go bankrupt. We need to provide for companies that were healthy 3 weeks ago. We want to give them a short-term loan so that they can have the revenues so that they can stay open so that when we come out of this, you know, we're not stuck with, you know, 10 million bankrupt companies. We want the companies to be able to spring back to life as quickly as possible. And so I do think that makes a lot of sense. You know, the idea of dropping, you know, dollar bills out of helicopters, you know, the $1,000 payments, I'm not a big fan of that. You know, I think that maybe we do have to provide some short-term relief to people. But, you know, folks, if we're not working, if nobody's working, it doesn't matter how many bills the government prints. At some point, you just run out of things.
Absolutely. Stephen, thank you as always. Thanks for jumping in today.
Okay, guys. Talk to you soon.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.